Welcome to the 10th edition of What Would You Do? NBA offseason edition. And the team that we'll be discussing is the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, what a season they had. They did not do well. They went 19-45. They did not qualify for the playoffs, but they got the biggest piece in NBA history. They finished with the number one overall pick in the 2020 NBA draft. So I'll direct this question to you, Caleb. When we are a part of the Unwrapped Sports Network, we did an NBA mock draft. You were actually a member of the Minnesota Timberwolves. You look at, they have the number one overall pick, the 17th pick, and the 33rd pick. And I just wanted to ask you this question. What do you do if you're the Timberwolves? How do you approach the draft? Do you try and make an aggressive trade at a superstar to pair up with Karl Anthony Towns and DeAndre Russell? Or do you just simply go in and attack the best prospect available in the draft?
I mean, you know, with the Bucks, we really have to assess. I mean, not the Bucks, the Timberwolves. We really have to assess, like, with the number one pick. You know, my question to you, Matt, would be like, who are the guys that are being, you know, shopped around that are number one pick offer worthy?
Like superstar wise or draft prospect wise?
I mean, if you're gonna trade the number one pick, who are the guys you're gonna accept the offer for, or gonna send the offer for?
If I'm trading the number one pick, I'm looking at two players, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. Those would be the guys I would be willing to give up the number one overall pick for, just to be able to pair up alongside with Karl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell. That would be the only time I would really trade my number one pick to go after a superstar. I'll kind of direct that same question to you, Caleb. If you were to trade the number one overall pick, what players would you want in return?
I mean, you could get a lure of players. Lure is you get like a ton of role players to build and you know, have D'Angelo and Carl around a lot of good role players, or you can get a star player. You just mentioned Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. Devin Booker, that's out of the question. They just got CP3. I think, you know, being that the Suns got CP3 on their roster now, we have to assess that, you know, I think they're a playoff team. So them dealing Devin Booker is out. Again, I wanted to say this about CP3. I'm going to say it now. I think this is the best supporting class he ever will have had. I mean, the best. Now, with this number one pick, Bradley Beal, the Wizards GM, said Bradley Beal is not getting traded. So those two guys are just not getting moved at the end of the day. Secondly, Minnesota has this number one pick. They got to use it tomorrow. Right, it's 11-17 right now. They gotta use it tomorrow, right? With that number one pick, as of now, I'm packaging it up with next year's pick, Jarrett Culver, Josh Okongi, and maybe somebody else on the bench that they can send. I'm sending it right to Houston. Right to Houston for James Harden. That's the only thing that I can see Minnesota like really like utilizing that number one pick. Hefty, he's on the block right now. Why would they send him to the Knicks? I hate to get off topics, but why would they send him to the Knicks? You know, anyways, back to Minnesota, the number one pick. No, I'm not moving that number one pick unless it's for a star guy. So yes, I think they're gonna have to draft somebody. They can move down and get somebody solid, I guess. I don't know. I think their draft pick with Golden State next year?
Yes, their first round pick is to Golden State next year. I believe it's a top three protected. Let me look it up just to make sure that I am correct on that one. Here, see, 2021 draft picks for the Timberwolves. Their future first round pick, it is to the Golden State Warriors. But I don't think it's protected at all. Here, let me even look up just to make sure. Make sure the Warriors draft picks in 2021. We look at, they could essentially have two first round picks in 2021. I think they have just the Warriors. The Warriors have their own pick in 2021. And then on top of that, they have, it's a up for three first. I think it's just the first round pick in general. I believe it's from the Timberwolves just to them. I believe if I'm not mistaken, I think it's just that.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said, like, I think they should just go ahead and select who they're going to select. And I think the right selection at number one is LaMelo. Who do you think?
Who do you think
is the right selection for Minnesota at number one?
I think you have a case for both ways. And it all depends on how the coach and how the GM want to be. If they want to have D'Angelo Russell run the point guard of the team, I'd say you go ahead and draft Anthony Edwards at the shooting guard position out of Georgia. But if you want D'Angelo Russell to run the shooting guard position, that's when I would agree with you and draft LaMelo Ball. My personal opinion, I mean, it's kind of with LaMelo Ball, we kind of don't know what we're going to get. Obviously, you know, he was a good draft prospect, top three draft prospect. He was good in Australia, but can he repeat that same success that he had in Australia in the States? It's going to be very interesting to see. I personally would go with the more safer pick. I would go with Anthony Edwards. Just because I feel like D'Angelo Russell, I think he's more comfortable running the point position. I think you could put D'Angelo Russell at point guard. You then draft Anthony Edwards at shooting guard. And then on top of that, you have Karl-Anthony Towns at your center position. So me personally, I'm going to go differently and draft Anthony Edwards number one overall. Just because of the fact of, we look at the Timberwolves also got the 17th pick. I think they could still select their point guard if they want to at 17. Instead of at the number one overall pick. I feel like the number one overall pick, you could get your for sure starter right away in Anthony Edwards at the shooting guard position. And then with pick 17, you can go ahead and draft maybe a RJ Hampton or a Cole Anthony or Nico Mannion if they fall down to 17, and you'll be perfectly fine. So to answer your question, number one overall pick, I am going with Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, you know, like you said, they're similar in ways that they can score the ball. They don't score the ball the same way, but that doesn't really matter. Either way, both guys can get the ball in the bucket. So that's something that they don't have to worry about. I just think that LaMelo is somewhat more of a facilitator than Edwards, and that gives him the edge, especially when the Timberwolves have Culver. I think Jared Culver is somebody that they shouldn't trade. I think he's another guy that he can get buckets. He reminds me a lot of Jimmy Butler. He just needs a couple more years to, I guess, grow into that solid Jimmy Butler player. But I think with LaMelo being the player he is, if he could continue to just be him, you know, score the ball, facilitate the ball well when he is in the game with D'Angelo Russell, and when he's in the game and D'Angelo Russell is out. If he could continue to be a facilitating, playmaking point guard, that's something Minnesota doesn't have to worry about. Culver and Karl-Anthony can simply just go get buckets.
Yeah, and to answer your question, for that Timberwolves 2021 pick that the Warriors had, it is a top three protected pick. So that means if the Timberwolves finish in the top three, the Timberwolves keep that pick. But anything outside of the top three, it's the Warriors' game. So, you know, the Timberwolves are definitely in a situation where they have to find a way to win now and not be anywhere outside beyond the top three, which then kind of brings into to my next topic of discussion. Minnesota Timberwolves free agency wise, there's not really a lot of free agents that the Minnesota Timberwolves have to worry about. Their only free agents are Malik Beasley, Evan Turner, Duancho Hernan Gomez, and James Johnson with the player option. If you're the Minnesota Timberwolves, Caleb, how do you attack free agency this offseason, especially when the free agency class is not really that strong? I mean, the main superstar pieces is pretty much Anthony Davis, but we kind of know for sure that he's going to be with the Lakers long term. Other names, I mean, you could have Hassan Whiteside or Andre Drummond, but you don't really need a center because you have Karl-Anthony Towns. How do you simply approach this free agency? Do you maybe look at a Goran Dragic or a Rajon Rondo or maybe even Fred VanVleet? Or do you just simply, you know what, we like the roster that we have. We're just going to keep our roster that we have and maybe even bring back some of these minimum guys on this team?
Yeah, you know, this year is the year that GMs are should be looked at the most. This is the year that teams have to build teams and put teams together who could build out a whole 15 roster. We're going to see which GM can do that very well and within the next 2 weeks, two, three weeks, actually. So, I mean, yes, this free agency class might not be as strong with star players, but this free agent class is going to be the reason why whoever wins next season is the winner of the NBA. So I think this free agency class is going to have a big impact. With that being said, the two guys I'm prioritizing back, if I'm Minnesota, is Malik Beasley. He was an asset from Denver. I think he's a guy who can shoot the three, be a 3-and-D guard. They need that because there's only one ball, and the ball is mostly going to be in Carl and D'Angelo and LaMelo's hand, and they're going to try to find a way that where they could work that into, you know, not I said D'Angelo and LaMelo. I meant D'Angelo and Carl Anthony Towns' hand. They're going to try to find ways where they can work the ball into LaMelo and Culver and everybody else three role pieces. So I think Malik Beasley and Juan Hernandez. How do you say his last name, Matt?
Go ahead. Juancho Hernan Gomez.
Juancho Hernan Gomez, my guy. He's a solid, big power forward, could bang down there, shoot the three, stretch the floor type guy. Good role player. So that being said, I'm bringing him back. And then they just got to fill the team out with what they really want. They have two playmaking point guards. If they want to go get another one, they can. Don't think Fred and guys like that will go there just because they want starting spots, depending on what they want. Maybe Goran Dragic could be a good fit. But, you know, it really depends. If I'm Minnesota, I'm not even attacking a guard. I got my guard. I want to let LaMelo, you know, play with the ball when D'Angelo is not in the game. Like, that's the guy I want having the ball, playmaking, so why not ease him into that right now? Secondly, with their money that they do have, I think they need to go get either some guys who could rebound and play defense and be solid guys, or I think they might need one more score. If they could trade that 17th pick to the Clippers for Lou Will, which I've been hearing, you know, the Mavericks might shake some shit up and trade that 18th pick. That's an episode for another day. But if the Timberwolves can get Lou Will and give away that 17th pick, that might be something that they look to do as well, because, you know, they definitely do need a score. So if they can get an experienced score like Lou Will, they could be in for big.
They'll definitely be. You made a lot of great points there, but I'm going to go back to your guy, Juancho Hernan Gomez. If James Johnson accepts his player option, he's also another forward. Do you still, with the Timberwolves, do you still bring back Juancho Hernan Gomez, or are you just simply waiting and seeing what James Johnson does with this player option?
Well, you know, like you said, if he accepts it, then you really don't have to bring back Juancho. I really just bring back Juancho because he is a younger power forward and he can really shoot the ball. But James Harden, I mean, not James Harden, James Johnson can essentially do the same thing, shoot the ball, you know, put it on the floor a little bit, still guard those positions and play defense. And he's a little bit more experienced. So they're essentially the same player, and kind of James Johnson can do more. So if James Johnson does accept, then I say, yeah, they can move on from Mancho Hernandez. But I think he's a good guy that a lot of contending teams should look at. He's a dude that can shoot, spread the floor, and, you know, you need a lot of those guys. So maybe he could be a good fit with the Warriors, actually.
Definitely a lot of good points made there. Let's simply move on to how we think the Minnesota Timberwolves could be as a team. So obviously we know how they finished last year. They were not a good team last year, but they did start off promising. They had a promising start to the season, and then everything just kind of collapsed. I'll kind of ask you this question, Caleb. Do you believe that the Minnesota Timberwolves could potentially make a playoff push, or are they just a team that, you know, they're going to fall short in the playoffs and they essentially made a bad decision giving up their first round pick to the Golden State Warriors to move on from Andrew Wiggins?
No, I think they're in playoff mode right now. That's what they should expect from their team. This is going to be this, like I said, for them, Minnesota, this is the time to build out the team. They should be able to compete. You know, D'Angelo Russell is out of his growing years. He is who he is now. You know, Carl Anthony Towns is who he is now. And this number one pick is definitely supposed to be the piece to, you know, at least get him in the playoffs this year and compete. So, yes, I think the playoffs is what they expect, nothing less. If they're less than the playoffs, then we have some problems, and you could expect some guys to get unhappy soon. So, yeah, I think they are a playoff team. What do you think? My question to you is, do you think that they need to expect making the playoffs?
I think they should, especially because when you look at your first round pick is going to the Warriors, unless if you do so bad and you finish in the top three, but the roster that they have, it's not going to be a top three NBA draft pick roster. That's not how they're built. So I think they're looking at this season and saying, we're going to do our very best to compete for the playoffs. We have the number one overall pick. We have the number one overall pick this year in the NBA draft. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure Carl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell do well. We're going to make sure our number one overall pick gets the start. And we're just essentially going to go crazy. My personal opinion, I think the Western Conference is too strong. I don't think Minnesota makes the playoffs. I think they just missed the playoffs. I feel like they're going to be a team where they're going to be in that 9, 10, 11 range, kind of in that ordeal, maybe just hovering at 500. I mean, it's a 72-game season. Maybe like a 34-win team, and you know, maybe they have 37 losses or 38 to be like a 72-game season, kind of in the middle. Mm-hmm. I just think the West is too strong. I mean, you got the Lakers that are competing, mm-hmm. got the Clippers, mm-hmm. you got the Nuggets, Warriors mm-hmm. are going to be back. You got the Mavericks with Luka and Porzingis. They're going to be up there. Don't sleep on the Jazz with Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, and Gobert. You then got Ja Morant, the Memphis Grizzlies. We just saw them almost make the playoffs. Trailblazers with CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard. Let's not even forget those New Orleans Pelicans with Zion and company. And then you kind of hit up, I mean, even Phoenix just made a trade for Chris Paul. So, I mean, there's a lot of teams that you get. I mean, right there, it's 10 teams you get before you even touch on the Timberwolves. And only 8 of them get in. So I personally think it's too much for them. Now, I do believe they make strides. I do believe they finish with a better record. But I just think they're like probably 2 years away from making the playoffs, a year or two away. I just think the Western Conference is too powerful too strong of a conference. I mean, when the Lakers start getting up there in age, when the Clippers as well with Golden State, when those veteran built teams start getting older, that's when maybe we could see Minnesota rise up in the ranks. But for now, I just simply think that they're going to be a team that's going to compete for the playoffs, but ultimately fall short in the end. And let's simply close out today's episode by discussing what do you expect? I mean, at the time we're filming this, November 17th, 2020, the NBA draft is tomorrow. What crazy things, Caleb, are you going to expect to see happen in that NBA draft?
I think, you know, there's going to be a team like the Pelicans that move in a little bit closer in the draft. Hopefully they could get down to number one. I would love to see the Ball Brothers play with Zion on the same team, being that they just traded Jrue Holiday today. It says a lot about what they're trying to do, what they plan to do. So take it itch and maybe even get the number one pick somehow would be really cool to see. But I think we'll be excited to see who these young guys are. And we got to give them a chance because I think a lot of people are sleeping on this draft. I think this draft is going to be a draft for a lot of people to remember because these guys aren't any slouches like LaMelo, hard. James Wiseman, hard. Onyeka Okongwu, hard. So there's a lot of players in this draft that people are sleeping on, but I think they're going to be some star guys that even get drafted in the 15. I think we could see the next Giannis or Damian Lillard come out of this draft. Somebody in like 10 to 20 is going to be that guy for their team. That's what I see, and that's the surprise I see happening. What do you think?
I think I can't wait to see where James Harden is going to go. I mean, we've heard rumors of potentially James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets. I can't wait to see what goes down on draft day, because obviously draft day, that's kind of a time where you kind of see where trades are being made, teams moving up in the draft. So I personally want to see on draft day, where's James Harden going to be? Is he still going to be a Houston Rocket after the draft day? Is he going to be a Philadelphia 76er? Or is he going to be a member of the Brooklyn Nets? It's going to be a very exciting draft. I can't wait for the draft to happen. Obviously, it's going to be over via Zoom, kind of the same thing the NFL draft did. It'll be based off the ESPN headquarters, I believe, in Bristol, Connecticut. So not the same atmosphere as beforehand, but when you have certain circumstances that are going on, you have to make the best of it. So I still think it's going to be very exciting. You know, we get to see young players' dreams come true. You know, being drafted in the NBA, it's almost every one of these prospects' dream come true to have happened. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And it'll be interesting to see what the Minnesota Timberwolves will do, because we've seen a lot of historical greats get drafted with the number one overall pick. And we've also seen some historic busts get drafted with the number one overall pick. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It'll be exciting to see what the Minnesota Timberwolves do. And, you know, they got a lot of options to choose from. They could go Caleb's way and get LaMelo Ball, or they could go my way and draft Anthony Edwards. You got a lot of options to choose from. And it's going to be an exciting draft night. Yeah. And very exciting draft as a whole.
Yeah, definitely is. You know, just to end off, there is no sure number one pick. Like you said, you know, they could go Anthony Edwards, LaMelo Ball. You never know. They could go to Twin Towers and even get James Wiseman. So there's a lot of uncertainty right now. We'll find out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, my friends, concludes this edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition. This is Matt Skura and Caleb Connett. We are signing out.
Signing out.